Amen. I've needed that one, you know. I think I've been too quiet too long, you know. I wait well to get excited about Jesus, about what he's done and what he's doing right now and what he's going to do. One day he's coming after me. Think about that. He came for me. He died for me. And then he rose again for me. Now he's living for me and he's interceding for me. And one day he's coming for me. That's thrilling. For me, I don't deserve that, but some reason he loves me. And he cares for me. And he saved me and he promised me everlasting life. And I think I'm just going to enjoy the journey. Amen. You know, we endure it too much, and God says we can enjoy it, and I think we ought to enjoy it. Amen. Well, that was sermon number 4 today. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, as we stand to our feet tonight. Amen. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I want to preach again tonight on there is hope. Father, we love you. We thank you for loving us. Lord, our hearts are thrilled about all that we have because of thee. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you've given us this time together. Lord, may we rejoice continually with thy presence and around thy throne and thy glories. Lord, may we realize what we have because of what you've done. Lord, what we shall have because of what you're going to do when you come back and get us. Lord, in the midst of all that's going on in the world, Lord, may our hope always be in thee. Help me as I stand to preach tonight. Somehow, some way, I ask that you would use somebody like me to be a blessing, to be a help, and to be an encouragement. Lord Jesus, may we hear from heaven tonight. And we'll thank you for what you do. For it's in thy wonderful and precious name we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. As we consider this thought that there's hope, we saw this morning that a realization, a repose, a revelation, and a return. As we continue tonight, we need to remember what's going on here. Paul, of course, has given an answer to the concerns regarding the believers that had died in the church at Thessalonica. He had been there before, and people had been saved, a church had been started, and great things were going on, and he had given them the idea that Jesus was coming soon. But Jesus hasn't returned yet. And some people had died and they had some questions about this. What's going on with them? What's happened now? These are dead. And Paul, we thought that Jesus would come and we'd just all go be with the Lord forever. And Paul has given some answers to these questions. No doubts there were fears and some confusion regarding the issue of Christ's return and those that had already passed on and they were just wondering what all this meant. So Paul writes and he says to them that not to sorrow. We talked about that this morning. Even as others which have no hope. In other words, it's all right to sorrow, but we sorrow with a hope. And that hope's because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says there is a hope. And that hope is Christ. Amen. The hope of this world is Christ. And just as things were getting good this morning as we look at this, we see that there's more. We understand that there's even greater things that we can see and things that we're going to experience. And as He, as the Lord Jesus, returns, we see great events and thoughts that's been given to us. And Paul helps to display before us some wonderful, wonderful things concerning this rapture of the church. I want you to see tonight that there's a resurrection. A resurrection. Notice what the Bible says in verse 16, the last part. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. We said this morning, every time that the Lord cries out, that there's a resurrection. When Lazarus was dead, Jesus cried out, "Lazarus, come forth." And Lazarus came forth. When Jesus was on the cross, the Lord Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And he spoke from the cross. And as he cried out, 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And then we see here in this chapter, in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, that those that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're dead, their bodies are in the grave, but when He returns, there's going to be another resurrection. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that glorious to think about? So we see that there's going to be a resurrection. There's going to be those that are dead in Christ, they're going to rise first. And then we see a rapture. The Bible says in verse number 17, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds." What an event. You know, I feel like I'm about ready to be raptured out right now. I'm ready for Jesus to come. I'm like John, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." When I see all that's going on around us, I know that my only hope is Christ. And I realize I've got to look to Him. And the world may fall apart around me, but I am anchored in the rock of ages, dear friend. We see one day, before it gets so bad that we can't stand it, we can't handle it anymore, Jesus is going to come. And we which are alive and remain are going to be called up. And that word "called up" means rapture. He's coming for the church. Amen. He's coming for the bride. Well, think about the event. The shout of the Lord, the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, the dead in Christ will be rising, the Bible says. And then as the dead in Christ are rising up at just the precise moment, we which are alive and remain are going to be called up together with them. And the saints of the ages are going to rise up together to be with the Lord. Amen? Well, that's going to be a great time, isn't it? That's what the word rapture means, to be caught up. Look with me, if you will, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 51. We see Paul is writing and giving another account of this. He says, "Behold," verse 51, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." So the dead's going to be raised incorruptible, and we that are alive and remain is going to be changed. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption," that's the dead, "and this mortal," that's the living, "must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing that will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the skies. Some seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be all the living saints to rise to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
Isn't it exciting to think about the one that they sang about that ascended back up into heaven is coming back someday?
Amen.
He's coming, and when he returns, there's going to be a rapture. He's going to call us out of this old world. We think about it, get excited. I want you to see the next thing. We've seen that there's going to be a resurrection, and there's going to be a rapture, but I want you to know there's going to be a reunion. Amen? The Bible says in verse number 17, the Bible says that we'll be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. All the loved ones that's gone on before. All the loved ones that's living now, but they're living in other parts of the world. Just think, if Jesus was to come right now, my mom and dad up in Kingsport, Tennessee, and my brother and sister and all those folks and your family, wherever it is they live, and my grandmother of 98 years old, if Jesus were to come, I'm going to be called up and they're going to be called up, and the Bible says we're going to be called up together and we're going to be forever with the Lord. There's going to be a glad reunion day, amen? It's going to be a time where we're going to be with the Lord forever and forever and forever. How long is that? You just can't imagine. To be with Jesus, amen? To be with Him. When with all the heavenly host, we began to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be. Praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Sing it. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. How many's looking forward to that day? Well, it's going to happen. Just as sure as I'm standing here and you're sitting there, Jesus is coming again. And we're living in a world that says there is no hope. I was watching the news today, and they were giving all kinds of scenes about the future and how bad it's going to be and how dark it looks and how tragic it is. And boy, all these different things are taking place. And I began to look at that, and I began to think about it, and I turned it off because I got a little bit depressed at what they were saying. I got a little bit depressed at what I was hearing. But then all of a sudden, I began to remember that there's a God that's on the throne up in heaven. And when it gets too bad down here, He's coming back after us. He's not going to let this old world get too bad before He calls us out of this place. And dear friends, we're going to go and we're going to be with the Lord, and there's going to be a glad reunion day where we're going to be together forever with the Lord, and there'll be no end of it. I'm excited about that. Amen. We see that there's going to be a resurrection. There's going to be a rapture. There's going to be a reunion. But then He gives us this final thought. He gives us a reassurance. In this verse number 18, I believe it's the key the message that there's hope. It says this: wherefore, comfort one another with these words. What greater comfort can there be than knowing that heaven's mine?
Amen.
That I and my family are going to be together in heaven forever. I'm not so worried about the relationship that we'll have in heaven. I'm just glad we're going to be there together. Amen? I'm just glad that my son knows the Lord Jesus, and my daughter knows the Lord Jesus, and my wife knows the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. So the greatest thing that I can have in all the world is not more money in the bank, is not a new car in the driveway, is not a brand new mansion to live in here in this world, but the greatest thing I can have in the world is to know that I and mine are going to be together forever with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? It's going to be a time, it's going to be a glad reunion day, no doubt about that, but it's going to be a hallelujah shouting time, because death cannot harm us. The grace cannot contain us. Hell cannot have us if we've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible says, comfort one another. When fear sets in, comfort one another with these words. When life frustrates us, comfort one another with these words. When the enemy is after us, comfort one another with these words. When our finances fail, comfort one another with these words. When sickness comes to our home and it takes our heart away, comfort one another with these words. And then when death knocks at our door, or knocks at somebody that we love's door, and it takes somebody away from us that we care so dearly about, comfort one another with these words, because just as sure as they died, if they died in Jesus, dear friends, they're going to rise again and we're going to go up with them. Amen? What a time it's going to be. I'm tired of hearing that we're living in a hopeless world and a hopeless society, because as long as there's a God in heaven, there's hope in this world. And dear friends, my hope is not in this world. My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. My hope is not in the politics. My hope is not in the banks. My hope is not in the housing industry. My hope is not in Detroit. My hope is not in Nashville. My hope is not in Cleveland. My hope is not in some denominational headquarters. My hope is not even in this building. My hope is in nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. And dear friends, if that's where your hope is tonight, then you can rest assured it's going to be all right. Amen. I believe we ought to be excited about what we have, because we have Jesus. Paul says there's hope if we believe that Jesus died and rose again. May God help us to realize there is hope. Tonight, this is what I think. I think some of us just need to come and commit ourselves to the hope. You know, we had all these presidents with presidential nominees with all their promises. One says a new direction, another says change, another said this, another said that. We have a president that's in the White House now that doesn't have the respect for life that we have for it. And you look at that and you begin to think how terrible. But I want you to know, my hope's not in the president of the United States, not in the former president or in the president that we have now. My hope is in Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter if somebody named Adolf Hitler was sitting on the presidential seat in Washington, D.C., I'm going to be all right. The worst thing they could do is kill me. John R. Rice, you heard the story about him, didn't you? Driving down the old country road, and the guy was chasing after him in a car. Dr. Rice, great preacher, Sword of the Lord, and started the Sword of the Lord, and apparently this guy, I believe it was Dr. Rice. It could have been another preacher, but I believe it was Dr. Rice. It sounds like him. They come up, they got behind him, they caught up with him and, you know, stopped him and got up there and they threatened. They said, "We're going to kill him." He said, "Don't threaten me with heaven." That's all right, isn't it? They can take my life, but they can have my eternity. They can put this old body in the grave. I don't want them to, you know. But if they do, don't worry about me. There's going to be a day, there's going to be a shout of the Lord, a voice of the archangel, and the trump of God. And when that happens, this body is going to come up out of that grave. Amen? Amen. It may cost us our life, dear friends, to live in this world in a way that pleases the Lord. It may cost us our life. But I want you to remember, Jesus Christ gave His life so that we could have the life we have. Where are you looking to for your hope? What would happen if America would turn back to God? What would happen if America would get back on her knees? And it could very well be that God's using the circumstances around us to bring us back to our knees. There was a time when America loved God and believed God, trusted the Lord. Go back and read the early history. Now look, there was a lot of things that went wrong back then. But the reason people came here was to be able to worship the Lord Jesus Christ and not have the state come in and interfere. You remember that this country was bounded upon individual soul liberty, for the government to keep their business out of our business, but the government to protect us and to help our country to be a strong nation. That's why the government existed. We're not seeing that now, but do not fear. Jesus is still our Savior, our Lord, and our King. And He's going to come. And He's going to take us out of here. Amen? Let's stand to our feet tonight. There's hope. I think, you know, I listen to news radio sometimes. I got to quit. You know, because the way I found out that whoever's in office, you know, that's, if it's not their man, then it's fatal. It's tragic. It's horrible. But I think all these gentlemen and ladies need to realize that our hope's not in this world.
Amen.
It's in another world. Amen. Look, there's worries. There's fears. There's things that you're facing, I'm facing, my children are going to face. And they're serious. There's no doubt. But if my children don't see me trusting God for now, how can I ask them to trust God for their future? My God's their God. And I've listened to Christians talk. Look, I don't care for a lot of the policies that Washington has sent down. Not at all. I don't care for a lot of things that are going on now. I don't care for a lot of things that were going on then. But I don't want my kids to ever think that my hope is in who's up there.
Right.
My hope's in the Lord.
Amen.
We may end up being a communistic society again. We never have been, but we could turn that way. But over in China live some of the strongest Christians that the world's ever known right now. And they're living there under the flag of communism. And dear friends, one of these days, Jesus is going to come. And when he calls us up, guess who's going? All those believers over there and all these believers over here.
Amen.
See, regardless of what's going on around us,
Amen.
With Christ in your life, there is hope.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we love you. And we thank you that you love us. Lord, may we find our peace in thee, and may our hope be in thee. Lord, may we be responsible for the things that are around us, and may we take seriously the matters before us, but Lord, may we not fret. Lord, may we understand what it means to be perplexed but not in despair. Lord, we certainly can't understand all that's happening in our world. All the unrest, all the evil, all the murmurings and the fears. We can't understand any of these things. But Lord, what we can understand is that you are already in our tomorrow. And regardless of what happens, Lord, you already know about it. And so we can just trust you. May tonight we be determined to say within ourselves, to one another, and to those that are around us, that our hope is in thee. Help us now as we come to this time to respond to your word. Lord, may we find ourselves faithful to move as you beckon us. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we do pray. Amen. What page, Brother Chris?
160.
Page 160.